Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we're examining every single goddamn page of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, a scenario for Vampire the Masquerade, to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is 1992's Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, the official PDF release from White Wolf. Tonight we're discussing page 33 of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico. Last time, Vampire Drama Club once again attempted to attend a meeting and were stymied by a mysterious murder. In this case, the murder of Schaefer, a stranger who came to town claiming to have important information about the Wanderer, aka Mictlan Tecutli, but a guy named Peter staked him and left him in the sun, with the result that we had like a weird interlude at this boarding house and did some psychometry and then, you know, probably knocked off for an early vampire lunch around about midnight. A lot of this plot so far doesn't have a lot to do with us, to be honest with you, so I don't think we're sweating it. This may be the point in the story where Flash is starting to get a little impatient about getting called out for Vampire Drama Club business just for us to go somewhere, find a body, and then knock off early. Flash does not have time for this. He's got barflies to fuck and criminals to consort with. He needs to be out there on streets making the moves. But anyway, what happened is we found Schaefer dead. But then, quote, 2 days after Schaefer's death, an envelope arrives in the mail at one of the neonates' havens. This would be the mansion of Sir Allnut Bloodworth, obviously. Quote, the envelope is from Schaefer and contains both the Codex and a map of Mexico. So that's the Codex. That's the book he was going to show us. Now, the Codex in question here is called the Codex of the Damned, and it's a very rare book, one of a few surviving accurate translations. It contains the Ritual of the Bitter Rose, which is the ritual we talked about earlier that allows multiple vampires to diablerize and gain power from one single elder. The text itself is unclear about all this, but Schaefer has added some marginalia to kind of like piece together how to actually perform the ritual. So this is a huge score for Marcus. We now have a thaumaturge in the group in Marcus, and we have a ritual that we can use to diablerize an elder as a group project. This is very promising. Now all that's standing between us and a marginal increase in power is to decide that we unanimously want to travel to Mexico to perform an unspeakable act of cannibalism together, which I grant you is going to be an awkward conversation. But if we can just get on the same page about that, and I think Marcus will bring it up. He seems like the guy in the friend group who's willing to make it weird, which is sometimes useful. So I think he's going to say, look, we've got this ritual. We've got a real chance of finding Mictlan Tecutli, because also with the Codex, we've got a map of Mexico that shows us the exact location of Tzintal. That's another thing that Schaefer left us. So between this map and this ritual, you know, I don't like to throw around the word destiny, but we know where a man is sleeping. We know that he's delicious. So like the universe wants us to do something about this. And I think that's what they decide to do. I think once they talk it over, it's like, look, we know a lot of vampires. We're all bastards. We drink people's blood all the time. And they're just like regular people or cows who didn't do anything to us. Mictlan Tecutli seems like a real piece of shit, probably. I mean, what do we know about this guy? He was a guy. He was attacked by a bear. He walked all over the place. He seems like a real asshole. Let's go fucking eat this guy. We'll do the ritual. And we'll go from being 13th or 12th generation to 12th or 11th generation, which is still kind of at the bottom of the pecking order, but it's a start. You know, everybody's got to eat their first man sometime. So it looks like we're going to Mexico. Now, we're going to get to that tomorrow, but the dumbest thing on this page is the explanation for what was going on here, because Schaefer came at us in a very mysterious, albeit very nebbishy way. Sort of made secret contact with us, set up this appointment with us, and then after he was murdered, then we got this package from him in the mail with this rare and ancient tome, with the secret ritual, with a map to a secret location, and Schaefer was murdered by some guy, and we don't know who it was, except that his name is Peter. It seems like there's a whole conspiracy or some kind of like big mystery under the surface of the water here. But what's dumb is that, and I don't mind spoiling this for you because it's not a thing you ever find out in character, this iceberg is all tip. Like, here's what happened. So Schaefer came to town to talk to Samuel Clearwater for the same reason we wanted to talk to Samuel Clearwater, which is that he's the NPC people tell you about when you start asking around about this shit. Schaefer got the Codex of the Damned from a friend who happened to have it and has not been able to figure out really where it came from, except it's like from Mexico, probably written by a Mayan priest. So it's not like Schaefer has any great insight into the source of this book, nor did he get it in an interesting way. Basically, he found it at a friend's yard sale and the friend was like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck that is. Go ahead. So Schaefer came to town, to Denver, to talk to Samuel Clearwater. However, Schaefer also thought somebody was probably after him. And so when he thought somebody might come and try to rob him of the codex, which he wanted to keep, he decided, well, it can't get stolen from me if I don't have it, galaxy vampire brain, so I'll send it in the mail to some people I can trust. But unfortunately, there's no one in town that I really know, so I'll send it to these people I met at the goth club. They seem cool. But why did he have the book in the first place? Why was he interested? It's just because he loves books, for real. He doesn't ever want to do this ritual, but also he's not trying to hide the ritual. It's just he's interested in it because it's a rare book, and he's just kind of trying to figure it out. Where did it come from? Like translation information about it. He is just a nerd who wants to learn about vampire history by seeking out an ancient evil just to kind of look at it, like the Grand Canyon. I want to point out all Schaefer knows about Vampire Drama Club is that they're interested in the Wanderer, same as other vampires in town who are also interested in the Wanderer. Vampire Drama Club didn't do anything to earn or in any way cause this book to be sent to them. It's just, it's a thing Schaefer randomly decided to do. And that's kind of the problem with this whole intro to the story of Awakening, Diablerie, colon, Mexico. Consider what happens if you do nothing. Like, if we start from the premise that Marcus was interested in the Wanderer and did any kind of looking or asking around at all about this rumor he had heard, that is really all that's necessary for this story to move forward. And the rest of it, I feel like the author is just kind of hoping that you get spooked by murders and want to start doing stuff because you really don't have to. And it makes no difference to the story. As soon as you start doing any kind of legwork about the Wanderer, the local kindred start hinting around about it with you. But even if you don't do anything about those hints, like even after Don Alonso and everybody talked to you about this, Marco, even if you do nothing, then Schaefer finds you. I guess he just keeps tabs on everyone anywhere who asks a question about Mexico. He seems like a guy with free time on his hands. Anyway, he comes to town and approaches you, just picks out Vampire Drama Club for no reason over the other vampires, and tells them, hey, I want to have this meeting with you. You don't even have to have the meeting with him, because before the meeting, he sends you the book in the mail for no reason. And then when you get the thing in the mail, it's got all the information you need. It's got a map to where you're supposed to go. It's got the ritual you were supposed to find that you heard rumors about. So if all that happens is Marcus, one night at the Boulder Psychic Fair, asks somebody a question like, hey, have you heard of this guy, the Wanderer? The rest of the plot just kind of happens, even if Vampire Drama Club just sort of waves off all of the plot points. Like, never takes a meeting, never does anything. They just eventually get this book in the mail, and then it's off to Mexico. Except for all the trouble this book goes to put us through our paces with all these little plot points, with two pointless murders, to get us to the point where somebody sends us a book in the mail against our will to make sure we have all the necessary plot information. The one thing that this story leaves out is, why do we want to go commit a cannibalism in Mexico on a stranger? When did we decide that we're going to do that? Why did we decide we're going to do that? It is a grievous sin. Like, it's easy to forget because the name of the book is Diablerie. It's a vampire game, so it's easy to forget. But like, Diablerie is very serious. This is like if we found a ritual where it's like all four of you in Vampire Drama Club can gain one dot of fortitude, and all you must do is collectively stomp to death a batch of baby ducks. Like, what a weird fucking thing for this book to assume that we all just look at each other like, I like this duck plan. Does everybody like this duck plan? And we got to go to Mexico to step on these ducks. And we're vampires, which makes it much more complicated, as we'll talk about next time. Join me next time for a spoiler image, and we're going to have to do a dumb vampire trick. But join me the time after that, when we strap on our duck stomping shoes and figure out how the fuck we're going to get to Mexico on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the patrons-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that feed and support the show, visit patreon.com/megadumbcast. This season's theme song is Tequila Moonrise by Tequila Moonrise. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.